Yeah, 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 yeah. Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. Yeah. Program is brought to you by Saffranks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Let's finish the week like champs. Feels so good to be here. My name is Jim Rome. We have been here the entire pandemic. I feel very fortunate to do so, to be so. In our Southern California-based studios, we are live, and I've got a lot of program for you. First hour is wide open. The Friday show is always a jammed-up show, a compacted show. Lots of content to smash into 3 hours. Things that I've been trying to get to all week long that I've not yet gotten to, I've got to get in before the end of the week. So it's going to be challenging for you to get through. Hit me up right now. The first hour is the only open hour. 1-800-636-8686. I've got 2 interviews in hour number 2. I've got an interview in hour number 3. I've got the week that was in hour number 3. I've got an ATP in hour number 3. So what I'm saying is be smart. Be smart about this. Use the first hour. 1-800-636-8686. Follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at Habitate.com. All right, so the interviews are as follows. Top of hour number 2, Steve Forbes, the head basketball coach of Wake Forest. Also in hour number 2, an NFL vet, Josh Johnson. In hour number 3, an offensive lineman for the L.A. Chargers, Trey Turner. Alvy's week that was, it's Ionic. Alvy's back.
Ionic.
Alvy is back. Alvy is in studio. If Alvy's in studio, then the gigantic head that is James Kelly is not. The flight deck. So the third hour is that, and I've got an ATP. It is smack-off season. I've got another player profile. Mike in Indy gets the jungle treatment today. Yesterday was a wild program. Start dialing 1-800-636-8686. And again, follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on email, Rome, R-O-M-E, at Habitate.com. All right, so the thing about the pandemic is, it is a sports talk show that I have right here. There have not been that many sports to talk about, and yet the show moves on. The show continues. Why is that? Because I have range. I have game. There is depth to the program. I have good callers. I've got a good staff. There's a culture. And there is Dana White. Dana White, in effect, has kind of kept all of us in the game. And UFC Twitter, UFC during the pandemic, actual fights in Jacksonville, and more this week in Nevada have kind of kept this thing humming along. Take Conor McGregor as an example. Last week, Conor McGregor hopped on Twitter, and UFC Twitter is getting better by the day. But Conor hops on Twitter, and he posts his GOAT thread. I mean, out of nowhere, Conor just shows up, reaches for his phone, and thumbs out a GOAT thread. It starts with this tweet, quote, "The array of finishes across 2 divisions with champions, status in 1, Anderson Silva is number 1, MMA GOAT. My array of finishes across 3 divisions with champion status in 2, I'm number 2, if not tied, 1. However, still active, number 1 is fully secured by career end and easily," end quote. All right, first things first. Honestly, I respect the humility that Conor has to keep himself out of the top spot of his own thread. It takes an extremely humble and thoughtful man to do something like that, so I do salute Conor. In a sport that has, no, actually requires extreme ego to even step into the octagon, Conor is the one combatant who consistently checks his ego at the door. If, in fact, Conor even has an ego to check at all.
Fanboy. The man was a fanboy. He bought t-shirts of mine. He f***ing supported the cause. You remember that? You little fanboy bitch.
I will behead Rafael Dos Anjos. I will drag his head through the streets of Rio de Janeiro, through a parade of people, I'd imagine.
He looks like a little breakdancer or something. A little 12-year-old breakdancer. What the
He's 40 carrying a school bag on stage. What are you doing with a school bag on stage? You can't even read.
I achieved it all, right? I broke the game before I was 30 years of age.
Ask these nuts. I don't have to do nothing for nobody. I'm psycho bred me. I don't have to no one's for a chick like f***ing you.
I'm cool with all the gods. Gods recognize gods.
His little legs, his little core, his little head. I'm going to knock him out inside 4 rounds, mark my words.
Game is on its knees, and I'm out here rallying around California in a car that spits fire, dressed like El Chapo, with anacondas on my feet.
I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the f*** he wants.
See? See? Total humility. My man is so humble. So then he follows that with tweets that had GSP at number 3 and John Jones at number 4 due to, quote, he had Jones at 4, quote, due to multiple lackluster decision performances plus questionable decision win, attempting to save play HW entry, avoiding its champion, end quote. And gracious historian that Connor is, Connor did note that, quote, I didn't mention PED results on multiple entrants, even though that makes me the clear current number one MMA GOAT, along with still being active. Although it shames as well as puts all runs and finishes in complete doubt. I've snored multiple juice heads. A true GOAT must do it all. End quote. That is one of my favorite quotes in the history of the world. I've snored multiple juice heads. That might be one of the all-time best phrases ever put on Twitter. That might be one of the all-time best phrases ever put on the internet. Not only one of my favorite Connor quotes ever, which is saying something, but one of my favorite athlete quotes ever. One of my favorite quotes by a human being, dead or alive ever. Quote, I've snored multiple juice heads. It's freaking brilliant. It's so good. It's so good, I'm almost willing to overlook Connor punching an old man in the face for refusing a shot of his whiskey. That said, I'm not exactly sure what the point of the GOAT thread was, other than Connor just riffing. However, it did catch the attention of Anderson Silva, who challenged McGregor on Instagram with a caption which read, quote, have immense admiration for the great athlete that Connor is, and I believe that a super fight would go down in the history of the sport. Neither of us need to prove anything to anyone. I believe that fans of the UFC and this sport would like to watch this great martial arts spectacle. It would be fantastic to test my martial arts skills against him, end quote. To which Connor tweeted back, I accept. Oh, hell yes, right? Like, boom, it's on. A super fight between two legends at a catch weight of 176.37 pounds. Get your popcorn ready.
Get your popcorn ready.
Oh, man, this is going to be amazing, right? Right? Yeah, let's not get into that just yet.
Let's not get into that.
Because almost assuredly that's not going to happen. That's not on. Because Silva is just the latest in a long list of guys who have either challenged Connor or that Connor has challenged in the last few weeks alone. I mean, how the hell is Connor going to find the time to squeeze all these guys in? Because before accepting Silva's challenge, Connor had already accepted a challenge from Oscar De La Hoya to a boxing match. Except that Oscar never actually challenged him. He's also continued to talk about a rematch with Floyd Mayweather. Then there's Connor's promise to go up to 170 and clean out the entire division. And then this tweet from a few weeks back, quote, super excited for the LW title bout in July. I'm assuming he's talking about a fight with Justin Gaethje, who he had called out with this tweet, quote, Justin, there is no danger in a man that hugs legs. We all know. Try and dance around what the real threat is here. All you want. I am going to bleeping butcher you. Your teeth. I'm going to put them on a bleeping necklace. Speak on my skills as a father. You are bleeping dead. End quote. Man, Connor is freaking everywhere. All these challenges, declarations, acceptances, they've all come in the last month across multiple sports, multiple weight divisions. In other words, Connor is looking to fight anybody, anywhere, in any discipline, at any time. Hell, I'm shocked he didn't also accept Cal's invitation to fight him. Or maybe he has.
Next time you fly to Las Vegas, I'll be waiting for you at the airport. Then I'm going to rip that beard off your face and make you eat it.
So yesterday, Conor's alleged partner in the business, Dana White, you know Dana, the czar of the UFC, he intimated that Conor might want to just pump the brakes a little bit, telling Brett Okamoto he hasn't even talked to Conor about his next fight. So if you were fired up for Conor v. Oscar, Conor v. Floyd, Conor v. Gaethje, Conor v. Silva, Conor v. Cal, Conor v. anybody, you better hold up, because Conor's partner would like a word or two first.
Conor and I have not talked about fighting. If you're Conor and you're sitting home, I mean, everybody's calling you out in every weight division. You know, who's next? I'm waiting for a friggin', you know, Cormier. I mean, who's going to call him out next? It's crazy. And you know Conor and his personality. He's going to respond to you.
Cormier. That's funny. Funny. Cormier's funny. But funny you should mention that, because Conor did retweet a video of himself from back in 2016 talking about the fact that he will fight anybody, anywhere, at any weight.
Look at everyone down there. 180 to 200. Easy. Everybody. Everyone I'm sparring is well over welterweight. I've got middleweights coming in fresh to try and wear me down. You know what I mean? So why not go up? They get slower and they get less free up there, I feel. They're stiffer. They're even more stuck than the lightweight division. So I'll keep going. I'll keep eating, keep training, and keep going until f***ing all the belts are wrapped up.
Do you think you're going...
You saw me with that mountain. What weight was he?
Yeah.
That mountain was seven foot. He was 7 foot and I folded him. So I can go all the f***ing way. See that meme? Where they gave me Roy Nelson's belly. Do you see that? It's floating around. Who knows? I might go all
beard.
The way up with that. Nah, that's straggity. Look, that's mad hillbilly looking. I wouldn't go that far now. I might trim. I need a trim on the old beard. But I'm afraid of no one. I'll go up and fight anyway. And that's it. Anyone can come down and step in that cage with me, or any cage, and see how they fare.
There's your lesson. If you challenge Conor on Twitter, there's a damn good chance he will accept it. It doesn't mean the fight's going to happen, but he can't not accept it. Dan is saying, man, he's just got to be patient. He just has to be patient.
I think what Conor needs to do, sit back, let a lot of these fights start rolling, and obviously the most important division, the 55-pound division, and see what plays out for him.
Bottom line, the one fight that Dana says that he has ruled out is Usman. Usman for the welterweight title. And he seems to be indicating that he wants Conor to fight the winner of Khabib and Gaethje. For good reason, right? That'd be massive. That'd be a legitimate fight, not some freaky sideshow cash grab like Conor and Oscar, or Conor and Floyd 2, or Conor and Cal. It'd be an actual fight. So as much attention as you might get for Conor and Anderson, who is currently number one on Conor's GOAT list, the guy is 45, right? He is coming off injury. So what, or surgery, what would a win over Anderson Silva do for Conor right about now? Pretty much nothing. What would a loss to Anderson Silva do to Conor right now? Pretty much it would be an unmitigated disaster. So the fight to make for Conor is the winner of Khabib and Gaethje. That is the issue. That's the fight we want. We're going to have to wait, because Khabib and Gaethje probably will fight in September. Then you've got to wait a few more months for the winner of that fight. So that means another 6 months of Conor accepting fights from Daniel Cormier, The Undertaker, Cal, and anybody else. However, bottom line, 6 more months of Conor doing this is still better than Conor running dollies through buses, punching old men in the face, and snatching phones from fans in Miami. Best part about this is Conor is engaged. Conor is paying attention. Conor is motivated. We don't have to worry about the question that Dana posed back in the day. What if Conor has $100 million in the bank? Is he really motivated? Is anybody really motivated with that kind of money? Apparently, Conor still is. Trust me, he's motivated, and that's good for business. No one fighter is bigger than the company, but there is no fighter in that company bigger than Conor. And when he is dialed in, the sport is better for it. And this dude, once again, is ready to talk bleep and crack skulls. And as always, Alvy, I am here for it.
Fanboy. The man was a fanboy. He bought T-shirts of mine. He f***ing supported the cause. You remember that? You little fanboy bitch.
I will behead Rafael Dos Anjos. I will drag his head through the streets of Rio de Janeiro, through a parade of people, I'd imagine.
He looks like a little breakdown.
dancer or something, a little 12-year-old breakdancer. What the f***? He's 40 carrying a school bag on stage. What are you doing with a school bag on stage? You can't even read.
I achieved it all, right? I broke the game before I was 30 years of age.
Ask these nuts. I don't have to do nothing for nobody. I'm psycho bred me. I don't have to no one's for a chick like f***ing you.
I'm cool with all the gods. Gods recognize gods.
His little legs, his little core, his little head. I'm going to knock him out inside 4 rounds, mark my words.
Game is on its knees, and I'm out here rallying around California in a car that spits fire, dressed like El Chapo, with anacondas on my feet.
I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the f*** he wants.
The only amazing thing about that guy, he doesn't even have a fight yet. He has said yes to every single fight, but there is no fight. A bleep talking Friday. That's why I want to start the show, or how I want to start the show. A bleep talking Friday during smack off season. And as always, Dana White, from me to you, thank you very much, Dana. Thank you very much for giving us something to talk about during the pandemic. All right, other topics. I've got other things. You know, this is one of those shows where we're not going to talk about Dak Prescott every freaking day. We're not going to talk about Michael Jordan every day. Although I do have a Jordan update. I do have that for you. There are other things. One thing that everybody is talking about right now, and rightfully so, the NFL butchering the opportunity to finally rid itself of the stupidest rule ever, the onside kick. And they butchered that. Had a chance to do away with that. There was a great alternative, and they messed the bed. I will get there. I mentioned I've got a Smack Off player profile, Mike in Indy. You never know about Mikey De La Creme. You never know exactly what he's going to do. We will find out. There is a fight card, a UFC fight card, coming up this weekend. Tyron Woodley trying to get back on track after a bad loss to Usman about a year and a half ago. I will hit that. I've got a prediction for that fight and more. 1-800-636-8686. Open phones in hour number one, then the interviews start. Only one line open. Good to see you jamming them up. 1-800-636-8686. Thanks for the long bleep talking open. Let's get a break in. Capital One knows life does not alert you about your credit card. Life doesn't, but they will. Hey, couch surfers. I've got nonstop tunes coming your way to keep you rocking while you're at work. Oh, and Colleen. Yes, you, Colleen, with a K. Your free trial of Movie Plus ends tomorrow. Your card might be charged. Do you want to continue or do you want to cancel? Meet Eno, the Capital One assistant. Eno looks out for surprise charges, like when free trials expire, and helps you if you need to fix them. Eno is just another way the Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Limitations apply. Capital One.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Welcome back. Hit it hard. Get to the weekend. Hit it hard. Finish strongly. Everything's better on a Friday night when you go hard. Hey, Rome. I have snoozed prune juice heads. Signed Connor, fighting Grandpa at the bar. Wore Rex making a prune juice call today. Jake in NYC. Don't encourage him. I have snoozed. Juice heads is an amazing line. Connor still has the best rap. He's got the best rap, but not a fight yet. But there are some fights this weekend. 1-800-636-8686. It is Smack Off season. Smack Off 26. Are you ready for this? 3 weeks from today. 3 weeks from today. That clock is spinning so fast. Get in. Speaking of Rex in Albuquerque and prune juice, let's find out. I mean, the guy could be in the Smack Off if he wanted to, but we know he doesn't want to. Rex has got more important things to get to. Let's go to Albuquerque. Albuquerque is an original four affiliate. What that means is way back in the day when we syndicated the show for the first time, little fun fact for you, little history of the show. When we syndicated this program, I was not with a major syndicator. That type of thing really didn't exist at that time. So what we did was the show started in San Diego. We self-syndicated. We went on the road. We were knocking on doors. And we started with four affiliates. Of the four affiliates, one of them was Albuquerque, New Mexico, an original four affiliate. With that in mind, let's go to the ABQ. Rex in the ABQ. Hello, Rex.
Hey, Jimmy. Is this the Smack-Off preview?
It is, Rex. You're right. Correct.
I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know who's going to win. But what I do know is that the Canadians are going to get bounced faster than Drizzle's welfare check. I like the Canadians, but I don't like all these other lanes getting golden tickets. Romy, rip those back and give them to the pros like me so we have more runway. I'll blow the Smack Off apart like that head gasket in your mare cooler. Also, I really enjoyed not watching that golf special last week, and I didn't see anyone wearing Hawks golf gear. I can appreciate a side hustle, but bringing back 70s golf style with the cardboard collar and long placket, I mean, some guys could pull that off, like Arnie, Jack, or Gary, but that's it. Hawk, you can't pull that off. You're not Arnie, Jack, or Gary. And that fat guy modeling your shirts on your website can't pull it off either. Tell him to size up. Wore garlic bread and unwore those old TV dinners when the mashed potatoes came out of the microwave at 5,000 degrees Kelvin and the...
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Hey, Rex. I didn't even have to run you that time. The telephone company did for me. So, apparently now what Rex is saying is so reckless and so irresponsible, not only will the FCC or me censor him, but the actual phone company will. All of that and no payoff? All of that and you don't get run? For a minute, I thought he wanted to get racked. I thought he was being responsible. Like maybe Rex thought to himself, it's just not worth it. I want the $5,000. The $5,000 is worth more to me than the five dopes who high-five me when I get run for saying, hey, Romy, it's like when I sit down and I go into the head and I have an explosive development. And then he runs around and he gets five high fives on Twitter. Yeah, right, Rex. $5,000 is worth a lot more to you. $5,000 might buy you another Rolex. What happened to Rex? Hey, Rex, let me guess. Those mashed potatoes in the Swanson's entree went into the oven and came out at 5,000 degrees. So let me guess, they came out as hot as they went in. Hey, Rex, you know what? I'd give you the opportunity to call back right now and finish that call, but just don't. Just don't. So what he did, though, before his call just abruptly ended, he wanted me to snatch a golden ticket from somebody who was not deserving. He was calling out the other golden ticket holders. All right. Maybe so. Let's go to somebody who's got a golden ticket. Now, will he have a golden ticket in about 2 minutes? I really don't know. But he's got one right now. Matt in L.A. He's got his. What's up, Matt?
Snags to riches, thanks for the vine. From Visalia to Virginia and the Jeff and Ranch Hand compound where he offers investment tips. Slangs pot-bellied pigs at a roadside stand for a reduced rate. the Matinelli montage, a compilation of current Matinelli photos, not glory day photos from decades past, has the CBS Sports Net and the worldwide jungle community hyped up, like Rick and Buffalo bitch smacking that Calexico kook known as Vic ran out of NoCal. And since it's smack off season, where you at, Cablin Asian, the friendly ghost? Your ass been more hidden than Brad and Corona's lazy eye, which Nazi regularly hides under shades and can't blame on quarantine inactivity because dude's paralyzed pupils been lazy all of Brad's life. But even that irritated iris shows up more often in the jungle than one Shawnee just dusted off a can spam. Shawnee the Tablin Asian food takeout king, as non-existent as a five chip, Frito-Lays included, holding bloated boiler who claims to have a talk show and be the best caller ever. Best caller ever in the realm of Grubhub or the United Pizza Makers of America, maybe. Hey, Shawnee, how about you take a break from your...
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a
call. Matt, I had to end that. I just had to end that. Bro, you know I have your back because nobody's got my back the way you have my back. Matt, you need a reset, my man. We need a reboot, a reset, not a full reinvention, but like a soft reset. Matt, it's going to hurt you more than it hurts me. You're getting chopped, my man. I need you to tighten it up. I need you to tighten that game up. It's the smack off. The best of the best. I need to hear your best. That's starting to sound really redundant, really repetitive. Like I've heard that call before. I got you, Matt. You know that. I'm one of the only ones. But you got to do better. This is the risk you run when you call all the time and the calls start to sound all the same. You get your ticket snatched. Now you got to get back to work. You got to hit reset. You got to find a way back in.
Get your ass to Mars.
Get your ass to Mars. I'm not playing. It's the smack off. We're 3 weeks out. You should be peaking right now. Playing your best ball going into the smack off. Now is the time to be peaking. Consider that a wake-up call, Matt. That's a good thing that just happened to you. Trust me. That's a good thing that just happened to you. I just did you a favor. Otherwise, if I don't do that, you think that everything's great and you keep cruising along doing the same thing over and over and over again and you've got no chance on the 19th. That's your wake-up call, Matt. I did you a favor. You're welcome. Let's check out the reaction before I go to break. Jamie in Green Bay. Golden ticket. Outro. And not Total Big E. Hey, Matt. Get to the chopper. At not Total Big E. Hitman Canadian tweets. Yes, yes, yes. Good riddance. Flushed Matt's golden ticket away. Listen, before you get too celebratory about that, he can get it back. He's got 3 weeks to get it back. But he has to get it back. Or he's on the outside looking in. And that would suck. This is let this be a lesson to everybody. Don't assume anything. I guarantee it, my man Matt assumed that invite. Assume the invite, assumed he would get on the air, and probably deep down assumed that he would win. Do not take it for granted. Do not assume anything. Wells in the 360 tweets. Matt getting choppered. Might make this a better show than the actual smack off will be. Yeah, I know. Some of you are pretty happy about that. The door's open. He can still come right back through it. He can still get the golden ticket back. But I'm telling you, it just goes to show, I don't play favorites now. You can't make the same call over and over and over and over again. D-Rod 2203. Thank you, Jimmy. That is the best thing you've done for us clones ever. Stay in your lane, loser. I'm not saying that. I didn't say stay in your lane, loser. I said, you can't make the same call every single time. Edgar, quote, best thing to ever happen in the jungle. That's not the best thing that ever happened in the jungle. I don't know what the best thing to ever happen in the jungle is. That's not it. But damn, that made a lot of you happy. That's not why I did it either. Listen, what do I look stupid? I know what you want. I know what you like. I know how many of you were waiting on that. I didn't do it because I thought that it would make you happy. I did it because my man Matt needed to hear it. Otherwise, I would have done the cheap, easy thing a long time ago. Because I know what you want, and I know what you're thinking before you think it. Anybody else? Let that be a message. I ain't playing. The Smack Off is a serious deal. I take it very seriously. It's for the best of the best. 1-800-636-8686. When we come back, the NFL had a chance to finally get rid of the onside kick. And not just get rid of it, but replace it with something so much better. Replace it with something cool. And they choked. That story's coming up. I want to reset my episode number 131 of the Jim Rome podcast. My guy, David Boreanaz, actor, came up big this week. I'm going to definitely reset that before the end of the week. Anybody else want in? You've got your phone number. You know where to find me. Obviously, I've got another golden ticket to give away. I just snatched one. Come and get it. $5,000 to the winner. And the $5,000 coming compliments of my guys at Four Sharp Corners, the world's largest seller of PSA graded sports cards. They buy and they sell the highest quality, highest graded sports cards. You can find them at foursharpcorners.com. Those are good jungle guys. Good company, good product. Time now for a bottom of the hour sports update. Here it is.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Let's get to how this is really done. Rex gets run. Matt gets his ticket snatched. The countdown to SmackOff 26 continues. We are now exactly 3 weeks out from the biggest players taking the biggest stage from the biggest show in the genre. Here are the two numbers. Here are the two numbers you need to know. 21 days, 15 shows, then we are there. So, do what you gotta do to get ready. Put in for the time off. Start planning to fake that head cold. Make sure you're dialed into a terrestrial affiliate or that you have CBS Sports Network on your cable package or get Sirius XM Channel 206. Then have a backup plan like a live stream off the website or radio.com app in case something were to go sideways on you that day. Be sure you're covered. Be sure you're ready. In other words, stay ready. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready. Leave the getting ready to me. That's my job. And as part of getting ready, I've been running down the field. I've been profiling the players. So everybody listening has an idea of who they're about to hear on the 19th and who that person is and what they're capable of. The guy that I'm talking about today is capable of just about anything, capable of ripping the entire event because he already has, capable of no showing because I've not heard from this guy since SmackOff 25, nearly 1 year ago, not one call. So I guess it is time for the annual question as we head into the summertime. Where is Mikey? Where is Mike in Indy? Where is the 2014 champ? Where is the 11-time participant and the 6-time runner-up? Where the hell is one of the best to ever do it? Truth is, I don't know. But I've got a feeling that's the way Mike wants it. This guy has shown up. He's done some serious damage 11 years straight. If he misses SmackOff 26, it'll be a first. But you never know with Mike, so I'm not going to assume anything. 2 years ago, he retired, and he unretired one day before SmackOff 24. Last year, he attempted to sell a cameo on his call for $5,000. Plus one, 5,001. So in the words of Kevin Garnett, what I'm saying, anything is possible. One thing that I do know, Mike in Indy is a world-class jungle caller. It's been that way since 09. This guy's been coming in and dropping bombs for over a decade, like this one back in 09 on Brad and Corona's lack of sports takes.
Brad wants to talk about me playing 5-on-5 at 24-hour fitness. The fact that Brad knew basketball is 5-on-5 is a sign somebody fed him that line. We all know Brad doesn't know jack about sports, and that's why he never has any sports takes. The last time Brad showed up at a 24-hour fitness, he was wearing a pair of Spanx and carrying a yoga mat. I think Brad's hatred for sports comes from his unathletic childhood, where instead of gym class being awesome for people like me, it was torture for scrubs like Brad. Someone passes him the basketball, and he has to do something goofy, like trap it against his chest to catch it. Brad always being one of the first kids out in dodgeball, which he didn't mind too much because he could sit on the side and gossip with the other girls about studs like me.
That call was from 11 years ago, and it plays back today as something worthy of the 2020 smack-off. Dude has been coming up and in on dudes for over a decade now and has lost none of his MPH or movement. Here is part of his 2018 call from Smack-Off 24.
Today I'm going to play a little game of show and tell. I'm going to show you all how great I am, and then I'm going to tell you about it. I know everybody's saying I'm responsible for the Left and Laguna rule, banning studio appearances, and that's true. I got that done. But it was to protect Rome against a psychopath like Rick and Buffalo. Rome doesn't exactly have a crew of ass kickers on the other side of that glass. You got Hawk, who threw out his back putting on his shoes. Alvy would just hit the dude, no sound bite, while Keith Arnold takes a hands-off approach, just like he does every day at work. This guy works like he's got a guaranteed contract. I haven't seen him do a damn thing since he showed up. Are you kidding me, Lef? Nice pre-recorded doctored-up call. Take out the gimmicks, and that call sucks so bad it might have sucked another Southwest passenger out of airplane window.
This dude's a beast, and in case you needed any more proof of that, here's a taste of his 2019 effort from Smack-Off 25.
Romy, I'm the big, long, straight piece in Tetris. Stevie Carbone is that crappy zigzag piece you get right before your screen fills up. You've heard everybody coming at me today. I got so many beefs, I can't even keep track. I got so much beef, Beaks in Studio City tried to rob me in broad daylight. Rome, I have thousands of Twitter followers, but I only follow 5, so getting a follow from me is a huge honor. If I win today, I'm going to open up the floodgates and follow the whole XR4TI. That might be the closest you knuckleheads ever get to a Twitter verification. Now let me translate all that into Hawk's natural dialect. Rome, I'm having a tough time dealing with that moving stage that ESPN uses to whisk Booger McFarland from one end of the field to the other. What's next? They're going to suspend Booger McFarland's fat ass in a zipline harness hovering over the field?
Mike truly believes that he should have 9 titles. Like, it's part of his DNA. The guy legitimately believes he has won every smack-off that he has ever shown up for. In reality, he has 1, which makes him a legend. But that's not good enough for Mike. Mike wants to be the most decorated caller of all time. And not just in his own mind either. Bottom line is this. If Mike shows up 3 weeks from today, he becomes an instant threat to take the entire thing once again. And everybody knows it because everybody has felt it in the past.
You already know what's up, Romy. You know why I'm here. I'm the best there ever was and the best there ever will be. Mark in Boston is a proven caller. Proven to be average. The most pathetic man in the jungle, Stevie Carbone. Carbone realized he wanted to be a reality spoiler when he told some little kid Santa Claus didn't exist. And when he saw the disappointment on that kid's face, Stevie thought, damn, that felt good. Brad and Corona, I bet this cat has to watch 30 minutes of Melrose Place in the morning just to get right. Mike Tirico thinks this guy's a tool. I'd like to start by talking a little Women's World Cup. Alex Morgan is hot.
I wanted to wish everybody a happy October. Or as Matthew Perry calls it, McRib Month.
The only reason Brad's name pops up on National Dog Day is because he's a bitch.
And Mark in Hollywood, I'm with you on your rant about Hulk Hogan, but then you go on to make fun of people with Tourette's syndrome. Bitch poser! Mark should have won the ESPY Award for courage coming back after those last 2 ass whoopings he got. Evan in the Bay, this Rick Flores kook. These 2 imbeciles have let so many cats out of the bag. The Adam Hawk had to excuse himself to the restroom for a little bit of personal time.
Joe in Hollywood. Joe, you're about as smooth as AC Green at a nightclub. Your last call violated both elements of the have a take, don't suck rule. You didn't have a take, and you suck. Vic, you are a worthless, word gypsy. What, Jim Abbott chewing his own arm off didn't want any of that?
I go hard in the paint because y'all can't.
Stu says he's hungry for his next challenge. I think he's just hungry, period. I'm going to roast Stu and then feed him to himself. Mark in Hollywood, get a clue, bro. Mark, you might as well bend over and spell the word run. For any of you other kooks that want to try to take a run at me leading up to the smack-off, you better don't. You better don't.
Mikey, you better don't. You better don't. You better don't skip the smack off, Mikey. You better don't. Hope to see you on June 19th, player. Mike in Indy, I miss him. I'll admit it, I miss him. I go hard in the paint because y'all can't, is a famous jungle line. You better don't, Mikey.
You better don't.
Mikey De La Creme, as I mentioned, he's got one. But he feels like he should have nine. Legitimately believes he should have nine. Again, we have not heard from him since the smack-off a year ago, so I've got no idea what his plans are. Who you got? June 19th. If you're not in it, who do you have? If you think you've got the chops, show me. When we come back, we start the interview portion of the program. Wake Forest head basketball coach Steve Forbes. Top of the hour. Josh Johnson, NFL vet, also next hour. Stay tuned. You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rome. Second hour, straight ahead.